Troops marched and tanks rolled down the streets of Colombo as Sri Lanka marked its Independence Day on Monday. Against this backdrop of military power, President Mahinda Rajapakse signalled that his government is determined to crush the Tamil Tiger rebels. In a speech, he said the challenge before the country is to defeat terrorism. He said security forces are achieving unprecedented victories against terrorism. Cabinet Minister and government spokesman Kehilia Rambukwela says the government has decided to defeat the rebels on the battleground instead of negotiating.
At various stages, the peace negotiations, ceasefires have been introduced, but no results, no tangible results have been able to obtain through those. So therefore, we made that decision and we will be going ahead with defeating terrorism in an all-out scale.
The rebels' struggle for an independent homeland for the minority Tamil community has led to a bloody civil strife in the country for more than a quarter century. Last month, the government formally ended a truce with the rebels, overriding the concerns of the international community, which tried to persuade Colombo to end the conflict through peace negotiations. Sri Lankan officials have repeatedly expressed confidence that the rebels will be defeated by the end of the year. Minister Rambukwela says the government will be able to evict the rebels from their bases in the Tamil-dominated north.
We will be clearing the north. We have already started, and we will strategically and very systematically and determinedly we are on the course of defeating terrorism.
Monday's ceremonies were held amid a massive security clampdown. In recent months, Colombo has witnessed a wave of suicide bomb attacks blamed on the rebels. Hours before the celebrations started, a bomb destroyed an electricity transformer and another blast killed at least one person. On Sunday, 11 people were killed and dozens wounded when a suicide bomber blew herself up at Colombo's main railway station. A day earlier, a bomb on a bus killed 18 people in another town. Analysts say the continuing bomb attacks show that the government's strategy of defeating the rebels on the battlefield is unlikely to end the strife that has already claimed nearly 70,000 lives. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.